strong and improving your coping skills. Contact Tiffany Werner today at momentsofclaritywithtiffany.com.
Opening August 1st, 2017, a new treatment facility comes to town, Riverside Recovery of Tampa. Riverside Recovery is a full continuum of care for adults for the treatment of alcohol and drug addiction, including detox, inpatient, residential, partial hospitalization, and intensive outpatient. Conveniently located near downtown Tampa on the beautiful scenic Hillsborough River, Riverside Recovery offers a serene place to heal and work on co-occurring issues through individual, family, and group therapies utilizing insurance and private pay. Moments of Clarity in Riverside Recovery, changing lives for the better. For more information, visit www.rrtampa.com.
Would you like to fit more comfortably in your favorite jeans or feel more confident at the beach? I'm Dr. Quinlan from Results Weight Loss Clinic, and we offer a natural, healthy program without expensive pills and supplements. Our program includes consultations with a licensed dietitian and certified personal trainer, as well as a free gym membership. Call me right now at 727-906-6185 or visit our website, resultsweightloss.com. That's Results with a Z. Call for your free consultation and let's discover the new you.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City Tampa Bay WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.
Thank God it's Friday!
Light it up, baby!
Hey!
Jesus, criminy.
Hi, this is Evan the Holy Spirit, and you are talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene, he's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
This is Evan the Holy Spirit.
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Dale Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Ray Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
It's a Friday afternoon.
So now I know what the rest of that intro song sounds
good song,
like.
Good song.
Never made it that far before. A
little guitar solo.
Yeah.
I got good and bad news about the website.
Little ditty. Let's go bad news first.
Okay, we'll go good news first.
Okay, cool.
The website's up. And with any luck at all, it'll be down.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it's any better. I think some people went to it today and got spam and fish and fishes and all sorts of stuff. So, yeah.
That's cool.
What kind of fish did they get?
They got some grouper.
Okay.
And they got some halibut.
Whoa.
All right.
Grouper and halibut.
A couple things I do want to talk about, and I'm going to let the producer of this program decide whether we talk a baseball or a football.
Well, that's your first
mistake.
Well,
what kind of football?
No, football.
Soccer.
So hand egg.
No, not soccer.
Hand egg, exactly.
What?
Hand egg.
Hand egg?
Yeah. Hand
it
egg.
Looks like an egg, and you put it in your hand.
Oh, hand egg.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't kick a ball with your foot.
All right. So are we going to talk hand egg, or are we going to talk a baseball?
Let's go baseball.
Okay. So we'll go hand egg.
Surprisingly enough, I was going to say hand egg.
I would like your guys' opinion, and then, of course, I'll give you mine, as to the newest controversy and how fans
are upset at one Dirk Cutter for apologizing.
Oh, for the greatest tweet in the world ever?
Hold on. I think it's the greatest tweet in the world if it's not coming from the organization.
If it's not coming from
the organization. It just shows your softer side. Because they started it. The Atlanta Falcons did not need to respond to the Buccaneers tweet.
Okay, so then they didn't start it. The Buccaneers started.
No.
All right, tell me what was the first tweet.
Yeah,
first tweet said...
What was the first shot heard around the world?
The first tweet was the Bucs saying there's a limited number of the fidget spinners in the Bucs colors with the logo on it.
Yeah.
At their website. Yes.
I have a question.
Question.
You over in the corner. What's a fidget spinner?
It's keeps people's attention. You it's got weight on it. It kind of vibrates a little.
I really don't know what it is, if that's what you're...
No, my reaction was that's how stupid they are.
I have no idea what it is.
It
rotates.
Like, yeah, $6. People, you spin it, you keep it in your hand, and it keeps you doing something instead of like clicking a pen or biting your nail.
Would that be good for my injury?
Probably not.
Well, no.
Because you wouldn't be able to feel it.
Yeah, I can't.
Well, yeah, and you wouldn't be using your pinky or ring finger.
Okay. All right, so some fidget spinner, whatever.
Which is sweeping the world. Or maybe just the United States. People are buying these things left and right.
All right. So somebody from the Buccaneers tweeted that a limited number are left,
and you can purchase them at the Buccaneers
store.
Shop online.
Okay. And then the Atlanta Falcons then did what?
They responded to it and said, "You guys worried about something?" Because it's a thing that takes your mind out. You know, whatever.
Okay. Fidget worry. Yeah.
All right. So they did throw a shot over the bow.
And then they came back with something to the effect of, "No, we're good."
Yeah,
with
we're not worried about anything.
Yeah, we're not worried about anything. With a picture of Jameis Winston high-fiving Vernon Hargraves III, number 28, high-fiving number 3, a dig at the Super Bowl.
Which is, I mean, if you're talking about that was scorched earth right there. That was shot over the pow. Okay, we're gonna nuke you.
But
that was that type of a
response.
It's
not like it was a Photoshop picture.
No, it was.
They didn't create it. It was an actual picture that was taken.
It was happenstance.
It's perfect that it's your offensive star, and I would say that Vernon Hargraves is one of your defensive stars, being a first round draft pick last year.
Right. No, it was a legitimate picture.
You know, I honestly didn't get it at first. And I looked at it again, and I go, "Oh, wait a minute, that's awesome."
But what Cutter said is so true that the Atlanta Falcons should have come back with what Dirk Cutter said to us yesterday.
And what did Dirk Cutter say?
Was it something to the effect of, "Hey, we were in the Super Bowl"?
No. Well, his comment was, "Our butts were on our couch while they were playing in the Super Bowl."
Yeah, okay. At least they made it.
I'd rather have my butt on the couch than give up a 28-3 lead in the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl.
I wouldn't.
I would.
I would rather be playing in the Super Bowl.
Absolutely not. Not if you know
so
the
outcome.
So
you're just a loser.
Of course you're a loser.
You're an admitted loser. You're CM Punk.
No. What I'm saying is, if you know the outcome of it, would you rather be sitting on the couch watching Would you rather watch one of the greatest comebacks of all time, or be the defense that gave up the greatest comeback of all time?
Knowing what you know, of course not. Nobody wants to do that.
And that's why. There you go.
But would you rather be on the couch at home or playing this Sunday in the Super Bowl against the New England Patriots?
Again, knowing what you know, and you're the Falcons, how about you don't start anything, because there's all that ammunition now?
Yeah, right.
You still didn't win the division. We did. I'm playing the Falcons.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not we, because I'm not a Falcon. I'm work done. I'm Switzerland.
28-3. I like that one.
I'm Switzerland. Nice reference back to the Wednesday show.
28-3.
Honestly, I'm with Sean on this one. Absolutely.
And the thing is, it's not like it's San Francisco. It's not like it's Seattle. It's your division rival. It's your closest rival.
Yeah.
I don't count Miami or Jacksonville as a rival. They play them once every 4 years. It's Atlanta. It's one of your most bitter rivals, and they started it.
Yeah.
Should it have been more...
If you don't like it, you shouldn't have said anything.
Yeah, don't... Glass houses and all that stuff. No, don't throw rocks.
I understand all that, but it's... To me, the NFL, the organization, the Rays, even the Rowdies, whatever, They're the professionals. Is it? You're supposed to be professionals. Now, if fans want to do that.
So what's the difference of Francona putting up that Kevin Cash was one of the worst hitters of all time on the Jumbotron?
Typically, that I would agree with it. It's the same thing. It's awful. I wouldn't do it, except for they're both in on it.
Cash wasn't in on it. Cash had no idea.
I thought Cash was in on it because they're friends.
They're friends, but he had no idea. When he walked to the take batting practice, to watch his team take batting practice, he saw the stat him over the board,
but
with fans in the arena. It's
but
not
again,
like it was an empty.
But this is friends that must be doing these things back and forth to each other.
Francona does it to people he knows. It's not like Cash does it when they come here. They don't do anything like that.
All right,
that.
Then I don't like it.
Yeah. Well, I think it was great.
I don't like it when you do it to Wags.
Well, poor Wags.
What did Wags do to you?
It's pretty funny sometimes.
Okay.
All right. He's got a pretty solid sense of humor.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Then I'm out.
I'll give him that.
Then whatever. Then let's go for it.
Whoa. Hold on. I'm not signing up for that.
I just think that it was funny. You leave it. You let it go. And you're fine. It happened.
You tip your cap. You say, okay,
exactly.
Let's move on.
Well played. Well played, you know, that touché. Was funny. It's not like they put a hashtag 28-3 or Super Bowl, whatever.
Yeah.
It was just a very subtle picture that they retweeted or sent out.
I don't know about subtle.
Well, I mean, if you don't know, if you were
now you know.
Yeah. Well, if you weren't a football fan and you were just following along with it,
mm-hmm.
you would have to know the situation to know, 28-3.
I want to know if Grossman would have not hearing us talk about it now. If Grossman would have known what that meant, considering
it took me an extra,
we know.
No, of course he would.
It took me extra time to figure it out because I looked at the picture and I go, oh, that's, oh, okay, now I get it.
Mm-hmm.
And someone who watched it, who follows the sport.
Yeah.
It took me a second to pick it up.
All right. So you're on the fan side of being upset that the head coach apologized.
Absolutely.
Same here. A, Dirk Cutter doesn't run the social media account.
He's in charge.
Doesn't matter.
It's his ship.
Doesn't matter.
No, it's not.
Well, it's
on that
Jason
side.
Light.
Yeah, it's Jason Light's ship.
And I would say that
the executive side come out and say it. Not the
coach
on the field.
Yeah, the coach has absolutely nothing to do with that. That is all administrative stuff.
It's a little different because wasn't he in the Falcons organization?
Yeah, he was.
And that's why he apologized, because he knows the higher
the
ups.
People.
He knows was Arthur Blank. Things like that, and I'm sure
he's going to get his Home Depot card revoked
if he didn't apologize.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's
I apologize.
That's why you apologize.
I apologize, and I don't have nothing to do with it. I want to keep my Home Depot card.
That's the conspiracy question coming from the conspiracy theorists. Did the upper management kind of reach out to Cutter and say, "Whoa, that was a low blow on your guys' part"?
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say
really.
This.
I'm going to say
no.
The owner reached out to him and said, "Come on."
I'm with Randy on this one. No way that they got.
I disagree.
Their undies in a wad over that.
They might have gotten their panties in a wad.
I don't think.
But I don't think they picked up the phone and called Mr. Cotter.
They didn't pick up the phone. It was just a simple.
Did you ever
text
see Welcome Back, Cotter?
No.
Or
have you ever heard of Welcome Back, Cotter?
Yes.
Well, watch it once or twice.
Okay.
Not a bad show.
Right this second.
Well, we're not doing anything else, so sure.
Well, that's true.
So I don't know. I'm
so,
okay.
Yeah, I have an issue.
Well, of course you do.
Isn't football supposed to be this, you know, barbaric sport?
Not anymore.
Well, now you can dance.
You can dance.
And they asked
you could do more than dance.
You can have a group.
You can do the group thing like back in the fun bunch with the Washington Redskins back in the day.
Was that the group high five?
And then they all fell back. You can now use the football as a prop.
You just can't dunk.
You can't dunk.
You need to watch the Replacements. There's some pretty good celebrations in there.
Do you watch it before or after they took the clip out where the guy lays in the middle of the road?
That's not the Replacements.
Oh, it's not. What was that?
That's
lays in the middle of the road.
Yeah,
the program.
The program. So yeah, you can't
college football.
You can't dunk on the goalpost.
No,
but you can now use the ground as celebration.
Yep, you can go to the ground,
which before you couldn't. Tell me how ridiculous this was.
Make it a grenade.
You could do a flip. And not get the penalty.
You had to land on your feet, right?
And land on your feet. If you did what's that called?
Cartwheel.
A cartwheel, it's a penalty.
But if you did a flip and you botched it and you fell on the ground.
Then it's a penalty.
Then it's a penalty as well.
So don't try it if you can't stick it.
Exactly.
Greatest celebration.
That's what she said.
That you guys can think of off the top of your head. Did we try to do this
individual?
The other day?
I think we did.
Yeah, because he said Super Bowl. And you said, well, Super Bowl or regular season? Well, it's the same thing. Well, right. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
I know which is the only one that comes to my mind. The only celebration that I can think of.
Emmitt Smith to the Star. No,
is the one where he jumps on the
Antonio Brown.
Is that Antonio Brown?
He just kept running and he grabbed onto the goalpost and slid down.
And slid down. That's the only one I can think of.
Well, there's the T.O. marker. There's the...
That's not a celebration,
The Joe Horn cell phone that was in the pylon.
How is that not a celebration?
How is that a celebration? You take a Sharpie out of your pocket and sign a football.
That is literally the only reason why he had a Sharpie in his sock.
Well, Joe Horn with the phone. He put the cell phone underneath the goalpost. He knew he was going to score at that end.
What?
Did he have one on both sides?
He could have one on both sides.
That's planning.
You know, it could have just been a prop phone that he put underneath on both sides.
Matt brought up the Randy Moss mooning.
That one was good because it had context.
I don't know the context on
it. I guess the Packers fans would line up for the visiting team and moon them as the bus trophy. So that was kind of him getting back at them. Like, you get me, I'm getting you.
T.O. on the Star.
T.O., yeah.
That's who it was as well.
Yeah, when he chased him down and tackled him.
Yeah.
How is that not big props to him?
That is. And this one was last year, the Ezekiel Elliott inside the red kettle.
That was good.
That was a good one.
It was. I don't think he thought it out. I just think it happened. The kettle was there, and so he did it.
It was great.
But I don't even think that's a celebration, though.
T.O. with the popcorn.
The popcorn was good. The pom-poms when he started dancing. Or Ocho Cinco's when he had the Hall of Fame jacket and it said H-O-F with question marks on it. Or the sign that said, please don't find me again.
How? And I've talked to some people, and I know we need to hit this break in a second. People are upset. There's some coaches that are upset that they think this is bad and that they think that's bad for the Utes of America. What's a Ute?
Because they're the act like you've been there before, hand the ball to the ref, or pocket the ball and give it to the equipment guy, depending on
who you
are.
So you can sell it later.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that at all. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, the Staff Zone, and directed by, we got to come up with a word for it.
Director.
Well, into Knockout Radio. We got to throw that plug to Knockout Radio.
Okay.
So it's featuring, brought to you by, sponsored by, underwritten by, whatever it takes. Back to you, Big A.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
CubeSmart Self-Storage recognizes that people have special storage needs, and that's why our facilities offer a wide variety of storage solutions, including household, business, and vehicle storage. With hundreds of storage facilities nationwide and locations in the Pinellas County area, you will always have a location convenient for you. Check them out at CubeSmart.com. That's CubeSmart.com. CubeSmart, the home of all Talking Sports, giveaways, and equipment.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Got split ends? Thanks to Mick Verheer at Got Split Ends Salon, the whole Talking Sports team can say,
we look marvelous. Fabulous.
Split End Salon is a family hair salon with affordable prices and conveniently located at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Sarah, the colorist and style director, can do it all. And if Mick can make me look good, then you know he's a miracle worker. So give Got Split Ends a call today at 727-481-8605.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
At Tour de Pizza, we pride ourselves on making delicious, healthy food at an affordable price. Signature pizzas, fresh salads, hearty subs, and calzones. Tour de Pizza has it all and offers dine-in, carry-out, and delivery service. Tour de Pizza is located on 4th Street in St. Petersburg. So give them a call today, 727-895-5555. 727-895-5555. You'll be glad you did.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Tommy Lasorda, and you're talking sports with the great Randy Harris.
All right, so let me see if I can get this right. Talking Sports, powered by Knockout Radio.
Okay.
Sponsored by 8-Man Strong.
3 for 3.
Underwritten by the Staff Zone.
And you went for the cycle. You got it.
Boom. Which is a 5-run homer.
Does that, never mind, that was Wednesday show. And
well, Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
I'm just going to leave
there
it
there. Go, there we go.
Sean said I was right, that it would be.
It's he counts as 4?
No, 3.
Thank you.
How 3?
Thank you.
Because he's one of the 3.
No. Thank you.
Yes, he is.
He's the son.
No.
Father, son, Holy Spirit.
It's okay for you to believe and argue, but he's a Jew that's agreeing with you.
Doesn't mean it. I know what they stand for.
All right, so what we talked about on Wednesday is if Tim Tebow comes up and hits a home run with nobody on base.
And you're referring to him as Jesus. Just throwing that out there, too.
That's very relevant part of
this. Yeah, because he is Jesus.
Oh, so there you go. So you just went from a grand slam to a 3-run homer right there.
Yes,
you did. Because if Tim Tebow has those 3 guys sitting on his shoulder, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, then it's a grand slam because Tebow's the 4th.
Tebow's the one who hits the ball.
But you're calling him Jesus now.
Right.
He's the son.
The son is at bat.
I'm Jewish. He's not the son.
Oh, my God.
So you got the old man. You have the kid.
Old man River.
And then you have Casper, the friendly ghost.
Okay.
All and right. Tebow. That's a 4-run. No, that's a but grand
not,
slam.
Not when you refer to him as Jesus.
All right. Okay. So if Tim Tebow.
You can't change it anymore. You've already made your statement.
Right. Tim Tebow is Jesus. What's the difference between Tim Tebow and Jesus?
Nothing.
Well, I was going to say Jesus hit a curveball.
I got that reference.
Yeah, thank you.
How many home runs does Tebow have in the minors?
3.
3?
And Jordan had 3 in like 200 games, and he has 3 and 30.
Not too bad.
I know.
All right.
What's his batting average?
It's in the 2s.
Not his weight?
It's above his weight.
It is? Whoa.
It is above his weight. Yeah.
Did he slim down a little bit from football?
And here's the thing. When you're talking the minor leagues, you keep moving him up to sell tickets.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm okay with that. How about jersey sales? What's jersey sales with Titus O'Neil on the back?
I haven't seen jersey sales.
I'd be curious.
I know merchandise sales, they said, was doing real well.
Not sure what that means. We got to really work on our sign language and stuff. Sure, whatever you want to do.
I'm asking you if there are any.
Any what?
Interviews today.
No, we're good.
Okay. He's batting .231.
Okay, yeah, he's definitely hitting over his weight. Good for him.
Yeah, I don't think he weighs that much. Heck, I don't even weigh that much. Sean?
That's just mean.
I was going to go
30 hits and 130 at-bats.
Let's throw the – and you're two –
10% are over the fence.
You two are really the wrong people to discuss this
with. So don't ask.
Are we?
Yes, you really are. We need somebody older generation. Who's that old guy from
his
year-old school?
His weight listed 233.
Really?
We need somebody like that old guy from your old high school, Hampton.
Okay.
We need that guy Hampton on. Okay. You know, somebody that's old school, you know, sports-wise.
We can make that happen.
Because I really want to go just for a few minutes.
He doesn't want to hear me gloat about the NBA Finals.
And talk about the NBA.
Oh, no.
And I do want to talk about the NBA. And I do want to talk about what they're continuing to argue as to the greatest, which is always difficult.
Can we talk about, before we talk about the greatest, can we talk about who is going to be the greatest, if not the greatest right now, and what's going on?
Oh, there's no doubt who's going to be the greatest. Well, the ball kid.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, is it really?
So,
I was trying to be funny.
So the dad was on FS1 last week, and the way that Colin Cowherd's show is set up when they broadcast on TV.
They have like a couch or something?
There's a couch in the middle, And Cowherd,
kind of like this studio.
Exactly. Cowherd's to the left or the right.
If you're watching.
If you're watching.
Okay.
That would be Wegg. So you're Colin.
And yeah. Christine Leahy.
I've been replaced by Colin before, so I guess.
Christine Leahy, the co-host slash producer, is to the left of the screen.
So that would be you.
Who's that?
I don't know. She's just a reporter from FS1.
Leslie Lacey's sister.
She's
Christine Leahy.
Better looking than you.
Absolutely. So they were asking LeVar.
With or without the beard? And I'm talking about her.
I was actually thinking about the what is it? Forgetting Sarah Marshall reference. Find Christ between your thighs, yeah. Just with a shorter beard.
That's Tim Tebow.
Exactly. All right. So they asked Ball about the sales of the shoe,
right?
And then Leahy had a follow up question.
Okay.
And because the way the couch is set up, he's looking at Cowherd.
Uh huh.
He wouldn't even turn to address her. He told her, quote, at one point, stay in your lane.
Oh.
Because the question that she had was, you don't have anything geared towards women. Now, if you were to brand with a Nike, an Adidas, an Under Armour, anything like that, how do you think they would feel?
Sure.
They wouldn't carry your brand because it's not diversified to their audience.
You're
which
cutting
is
out
everybody.
Half your demographic.
So is he implying that there's no big ballers on the female side of the world?
No, there will not be.
There are no big ballers.
No. So then the way that it all went down, I don't know the exact quotes, but he pretty much told Leahy, you'll get what's yours. It's coming. And she goes, are you threatening me now? He's like, that's not a threat because I'm not a psychic. I can't tell you what's going to happen in the future. And then it turned into a whole thing on another show with another FS1 reporter defending her and another radio show in New York defending Ball, going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. So today, LeVar Ball unveiled his new shirt by the Big Baller brand. It says, stay in your lane. Obviously directed at her. And now she's come back with, instead of buying a $60 shirt, why don't you donate money to Girls Inc.? And they're still going at it on Twitter.
Well, he's not going to donate money because his
not,
whole object
not
is
her,
to make money.
All these other people, instead right. of spending $60 on a T-shirt, whatever you have, donate it to a cause that's actually
I'm just
supporting
worthwhile.
People.
I'm just totally befuddled that people are actually spending money on shirts and stuff with a guy that's not even played yet.
They brought it up. I guess NFL Network does a morning show that's broadcasted, a radio show that's broadcasted. They had Ric Flair on, and they asked Ric Flair about LeVar Ball, not even playing football. And they said how he's undefeated. And Ric Flair said he's undefeated because he hasn't met me yet.
Did his 30 up 30 on 30 or
allegedly it's in September.
Or is it was it 30 on 30 or 60 on 60 or
30 for 30.
30 for There's 30.
30 for 30 and E60.
E60.
There we go.
And what's the difference of the two?
One's
a half an hour long and one's an hour.
One's an hour and a half. 30 for 30.
Explain that one. Riddle me that, Batman.
Well, it was. It was, I guess, at the 30th anniversary, they had 30 short films. And that's how it started.
Okay.
And it got so popular that they continued with the stories.
Yeah. All right, if you could pick five athletes for a 30 on 30, a 60, E60, a 90-minute documentary, whatever, give me five athletes off the top of your head that you would like, that you would sit and watch. And some of them, I really didn't have any interest in watching, and I watched, and they're pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, the thing on the XFL was interesting. Mm-hmm. They're all interesting. But are there any athletes that either...
And this is like no holds barred. They're going to answer any question.
Yeah.
They're not going to...
Well, and they are also... They don't do those only on living athletes, right?
Well, it's hard to interview dead ones.
Well,
I understand, but
I think there's some that are on a specific person, and there's some that's broad spectrum.
So, like, there was the U.
Yeah. Well, they did one that was called Broke, and it was probably 5 to 7 athletes talking about getting their money.
And then going broke.
And you have people left and right, you know, coming out of the woodwork.
Sure.
Your aunts, your cousins, your nephews.
So, like a thing on Trent Richardson. Did you see that?
No.
I think I just read that Trent Richardson is basically broke.
Wow.
That, you know, he didn't check bills, you know, that he just recently found out that he had like 20 Netflix accounts of his friends and family and everybody that just keeps digging into his bank.
And then there's an episode of Ballers on HBO.
Big Ballers?
Yeah. Not Big Ballers, just Ballers. No. I'm surprised Ball hasn't sued yet.
We're talking relevant stuff. Right
in
now.
In the first episode, one of the characters calls The Rock and he's looking for a short term loan until his next contract. And he goes, "What's a short term loan?" He goes, $300,000. He goes, "I need to pay some bills and I need to give money to some people." He's like, "Expenses add up quick when you got a big family."
Wow.
He's like, "How many of these people were around you before in college?" He's like, "Well, none of them."
Well, there's a reason for that.
All right, so let's go back. Any athletes that you could just think of that would be cool?
And I just said one, The Rock.
The Rock. See, I Macho Man.
That'd be good.
I'd like to do it, even though I have the Macho Man DVD that's still factory sealed. I've been saying,
why don't you watch that, and then after that, if you still have questions,
well, it's not that I have questions.
Well, no, you would have questions.
I don't have questions. Any questions I had, I asked them.
I'd say that's not true.
What question would I maybe?
You could watch something and have a question, and be like, wait a minute, how about this?
No, that's true. That's true. Somebody that you can think of. You would kind of need them to be a little controversial, wouldn't you think?
Yeah.
So, like Jesse Ventura.
I was going to say Jackie Robinson.
It's a good one.
If you're talking controversial, if you're talking about somebody paving the way.
Mike Tyson. I'd like to see a no holds barred.
I think they did one.
Well, they might have. I just haven't seen it. Yeah. So.
Or it may have been about Fan Man. I'm not sure.
I remember watching that.
I remember. Was it Caesar's Palace outside?
Yeah, outside.
Was playing the home game?
Obviously.
Fan Man?
Fan Man was a guy who flew in. He had like a jet pack on the back.
It wasn't a jet pack. It was
like an engine thing.
It was a big ass fan. A propeller fan that you get
one of those boats.
The Airbus. Yeah.
So he flew in to a fight and landed in the ring.
In the ropes. He got caught. His parachute got caught up in the ropes and everything.
Wow.
That's you don't know anything about it, huh?
Not about that. It
sucks how young you are.
James Miller.
That is an actual.
He died in 02. Like,
thing that people do now that's fairly common.
November 6th, 1993.
Not in 93.
Evander Holyfield and Riddick Bowe at Caesar's Palace.
Wow. Riddick Bowe.
Were you guys involved with the Riddick Bowe interview we did?
Oh, that was awful.
It was one of the worst ever.
That was bad.
We'll do that. How about either this show or next, and I'll let you guys decide during the break, and then we need to hit this break. We've done plenty of Mount Rushmores.
Yeah.
Let's figure out a Mount Rushmore of worst interviews. It wouldn't be fun for everybody else, but it'd be fun for us.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Why not?
This is Talking Sports, driven by Knockout Radio, sponsored by 8-Man Strong. Check them out online. Underwritten by The Staff Zone. And if you really got some time to kill, hit up originalgrain.com and Wicked Good Cupcakes, and we'll give some cupcakes away when we return. We'll be right back.
Talk Radio Network.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
CubeSmart Self-Storage recognizes that people have special storage needs, and that's why our facilities offer a wide variety of storage solutions, including household, business, and vehicle storage. With hundreds of storage facilities nationwide and locations in the Pinellas County area, you will always have a location convenient for you.
Check them out at CubeSmart.com. That's CubeSmart.com. CubeSmart, the home of all talking sports, giveaways, and equipment.
Arg, matey. When it's time for lunch, when it's time for dinner, when the show's over, when the day's over, when it's time to chill, where do we go? Over to Naughty Nancy's Food Shack and Crow's Nest Pub. It's literally in our backyard, right in back of the WTAN studios at 700 Eldridge Street, just north of downtown Clearwater. Just look for the broadcast tower. Nancy's food and atmosphere get rave reviews. The laid-back patio is a great place to hang out, dine, and listen to live music at night. And Nancy's one of the friendliest proprietors in town. And now, Nancy is serving Sunday jazz brunch from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Brunch served with eggs benedict, crepes, waffles, lox and bagels, shrimp, oysters, and a build-your-own omelet. That's all at Naughty Nancy's Food Shack and Crow's Nest Pub, 700 Eldridge Street in Clearwater. That's right where Eldridge crosses the Pinellas Trail between Myrtle and Fort Harrison. Call 446-3717. 446-3717.
Hey, this is Captain Keith Colburn of The Wizard on Deadliest Catch. I love Naughty Nancy's.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink, where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team, where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Debbie Checker, right here talking sports with Randy Harris.
Fire it all.
Here's the thing. I love that song, and I hate it as well. You know why I hate it? Because I pull fat muscles every time that song comes on, just from jamming.
That's awful. I hate when that happens.
Right.
Real quick, before we get started, I just want to say, hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
She's listening right
I'm
now.
I'm on the way. There you go.
She's on the way up.
Does that mean we got to behave now?
No. Because
she would not. She would join in the shenanigans.
Absolutely.
Okay. I got to tell you a story about something real quick.
Okay. Sure.
So I was bored the other day, well, most days, and I dialed up on the internet on YouTube. You can catch a lot of old USFL games. I was watching the Bandits and some other thing. And you know, every time the camera went to the guys on the sideline, you know what they said? Hi, Mom. You don't see that today. It's finger salutes and, you know, protests and all that stuff.
Right.
It was refreshing to see that, but I just wanted to leave
I want to say a hi, Dad. Somebody's going to say hi, Dad.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
All right, so I know that we're going to do the Mount Rushmore of worst interviews.
I'm going to change it a little bit.
And I've got one, too, that I'm going to throw into it. But
okay.
What's your change?
It's something that you and I talked about a week and a half ago. The greatest athletes of all time, ranking them one through five, doesn't matter of sport, doesn't matter of gender, anything like that. You could do the Mount Rushmore of that or a top five. Then worst interviews, because Alex hasn't been involved that long. You have way more than Alex and way more than myself. I could name one off the top of my head. Alex could name two off the top of his head.
Which are two of the worst interviews in my 35 years.
And I think what should happen is maybe next week you should play those interviews.
We should get them.
So everyone
can you find them?
That.
And we'll throw some of the names out. One of the worst interviews ever done, ever associated with any show I've been involved in, was Nick Nolte.
And that will be hard to pull up.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't think we were keeping the recordings in.
Oh, I got 5 million discs, so you might have to listen to them all.
Maybe have to find that date.
Go back
through Twitter and find it.
And what was the other one? Yeah. Oh, Riddick Bowe. Riddick Bowe was pretty brutal. And I'm going to include in that Mount Rushmore a liner from Dante Culpepper.
Okay.
Which you talked about on Wednesday with Matt McClellan.
Okay. I don't remember, but.
Yeah, because he said about Culpepper. And you said Dante Culpepper, he's something about the greatest, or he's the man. And you said, okay, when you listen to this liner,
when you normally ask somebody to do a liner, you kind of tell them, hey, listen,
This is good stuff. That's what you say first before they do a lineup.
We really appreciate you doing this for us.
We didn't cut it with.
Could you just do could you just do a quick liner, say your name and you're talking sports or Knockout Radio, have some fun, whatever. I have so many outtakes of him not being able to say and or pronounce his name.
That's awesome.
Not my name. Not the show. He forgot his name.
Do you have the Jimmy Kimmel one?
I was just thinking about Jimmy Kimmel, yeah.
The outtakes that I have of Diamond Dallas Page.
Really? Those are good.
They are good. Go ahead, Ed.
Nothing beats Frank Gore. Sorry, Randy. I'm going to see if I can find it. Okay. But he could not say his name. Right. And then when he got to your name, I think he had to take a shoe off to count something. I don't know.
Yeah. No. And there was another one, a running back, I want to say, from Seattle. Who was the running back that went from Philadelphia to Seattle? Ricky Waters. Mm-hmm. The Ricky Waters one is pretty good, too. The Jimmy Kimmel's not bad.
Well, that's because he makes fun of you.
He does make fun of me.
And you asked for it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd say yes for it.
Well, I asked for it because I didn't write the proper word down.
Because you were playing to the lowest common denominator.
A lot of times, yes.
That's why.
And, you know, I just try to get, here's the liner. And
yeah. That was strategy on your part. That was not a mistake on your part.
Well, sometimes, you know.
And it backfired.
And it did backfire. It did. Carlton Fisk one is a good one where he's a little tipsy.
Yeah.
Just, all right. So 10 questions.
10 questions. What?
Do you know how to play 10 questions this time?
I most certainly do.
Because you didn't the last couple of times.
Because it sounds like you ask a question and you only get 10 of them.
That was the first time, and I've been successful since then.
All right. We are going to announce right now on the show.
And I already know.
Who a special guest is on our next Knockout Radio.
Okay.
Okay, so okay. 10 questions.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Alex. Question number one. Whenever you're ready. That's from.
And since I know, I can jump in.
You can do anything
and possibly help if he doesn't know an answer.
Okay.
Dead air is bad.
Is it a fighter?
Yes.
Okay.
The show is Knockout Radio.
We have had non-fighters on plenty of.
We've had Nick Nolte.
Okay. So they are a fighter.
That is correct.
Are they MMA?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Dead air's bad. That's
are they in the UFC?
Yes.
Okay. Are they in the top 10 of their division?
Same question Sean asked.
No, I looked it up.
Okay,
no.
Okay. That's a big guess that's not in the top 10.
I know. That's where I went with this one,
what's
too.
Your definition of big guess, then? Are they at or below 170 pounds?
Yes.
They are at or below when they fight, 170, when they weigh in. Okay. Coach on Tough?
No.
They've not.
Four more questions.
Ooh. This is rough.
Have
we had them on before?
No. Good question, though, but no.
Ooh. Okay.
Three more.
And then the announcement will be made. Should I give him a hint?
No.
Okay.
I didn't get a hint.
Well.
It was, and if it was a hint, it was terrible.
And you got it within 10 questions?
No.
Okay. All right.
No, because
that makes me feel a lot better.
No, because when he said we got a really great guest, I'm really excited. This is really awesome. And I asked, have they ever held a title before? And it was no. And
are you giving them answers?
Hold on. Are they in the top 10? No. Oh wow, that's a real great guest we have.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to give you a hint. Because you only have three questions.
I'm flailing.
It's relevant to Knockout Radio and shows that
we have done. Oh my God.
Okay.
That's so terrible.
That was as
vague as it could be.
Vague.
I'm not here to help you.
That was awful.
You didn't produce this show.
That was not helpful.
You
at
come
all.
Prepared someday, produce the show, and we won't have to go do 10 questions.
No, because you'd want to play 10 questions anyway. Golly gee.
It's a fun game.
Golly gee. Was that a hint?
Go! Go! I'm just telling him he's ridiculous. You have three more questions. I probably would have taken me 20.
Okay, is it Sage Northcutt?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. All right. Good.
And I said golly gee.
No, he didn't. No, you didn't.
What did I say?
You said you didn't say golly gee.
What did I say?
Because I would have got it with golly gee.
All right, so Sage Northcutt, his brother Stevie Honeycutt, will both be on the show next week. I'm excited about it.
Isn't that the guy from Big Brother?
Stevie Honeycutt.
Clay Honeycutt is his name, who was on Big Brother.
Clay Honeycutt?
Yeah.
I've never heard of Clay Honeycutt.
He was your favorite Big Brother guy.
Speaking of Big Brother, my Big Brother, Brad Culpepper, could have, should have won. Survivor.
That was terrible what they did to
him,
by
guess
the way.
What? I care less now than I did before.
What they did was dirty.
Who
to Brad?
Cares.
When they asked who would vote for him if this would have been...
But
he didn't want to know, so you leave it at that.
No, it's not his show.
No, but the guy just lost $1 million.
It's not the million that he even wanted, because he said on
he
camera...
Wants the title.
He goes, I don't need the money.
Well, he doesn't.
I want the title.
Yeah.
But what about the guy who tried to buy the title? Remember that?
No.
Who was the... and then his nephew went on the show?
Oh, was it Russell or something?
Yeah, Russell Peters. Russell Hands. They've done it every season. What if they do it on Big Brother? If you would have taken him and not her.
No, they don't. This is the first time I've seen
Absolutely it. Not. And Brad made a strategic error. Not that Brad had any say in it.
He did.
He would have gone to the one dude and say, vote out her.
Yeah.
And then they probably would have done the 2-2 thing. I mean, Brad cost himself. He cost himself more by being a jackass.
Nobody knows what you're talking
last couple
about
shows.
Right now.
Everybody, I know what he's talking about.
I have no earthly clue.
Because you live under a damn rock. And then you lift it. And then you put it back down.
But,
and then you lift it.
What happened with Brad is just before the last tribal, in his interview, he said that as a trial attorney, he feels comfortable going up before a jury, although he's never had to... go before a jury for $1 million, which doesn't say much for a law firm. But I think he did horrible in his statement to the jury. It was very, very weak.
Yeah, I agree with you. And it was a combination of what he said, and it was a combination of how he acted to that one dude the last two episodes that cost.
So if it teaches you anything, and Brad Culpepper is your attorney and you're going to trial, you know what you need to make sure happens, right?
Call someone else.
Call that girl that won.
Make sure he's fed. Because if he goes on a full belly, I think he'll be fine. But being deprived of food, he'll act a little differently.
All right, I want to be careful how
I'm
I say it.
I'm familiar with that.
You know, I'm going to call Danny Alvarez during the break to make sure I can say what I want to say. Get him on the cell
phone. Oh, my God.
Get him on the cell phone. And if he gives me the okay, we'll talk more about Brad Culpepper and his law firm. And how and what he did wrong in Survivor. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and the Staff Zone.
Talk Radio Network.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
Quadrum Fitness Center, located at 7670 49th Street North in Pinellas Park, just completed a $2 million plus upgrade. The facility is unbelievable, and the new equipment will blow your mind. Give the high-intensity classes, the group classes, or the signature classes a try today. Call 727-827-7979 and set up a visit or a training session with a trainer. Fitness for young hearts and beyond. Check them out at quadrumfitness.com.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times, and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card, just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Got split ends? Thanks to Mick for hair at Got Split End Salon, the whole Talking Sports team can say,
we look marvelous. Fabulous.
Split End Salon is a family hair salon with affordable prices and conveniently located at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Sarah, the colorist and style director, can do it all. And if Mick can make me look good, then you know he's a miracle worker. So give Got Split Ends a call today at 727-481-8605.
Cube Smart Self-Storage recognizes that people have special storage needs, and that's why our facilities offer a wide variety of storage solutions, including household, business, and vehicle storage. With hundreds of storage facilities nationwide and locations in the Pinellas County area, you will always have a location convenient for you. Check them out at CubeSmart.com. That's CubeSmart.com. Cube Smart, the home of all Talking Sports, giveaways, and equipment.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Frank Gore, running back for San Francisco 49ers, talking with sports with Randy Harris.
Go ahead, dude.
This is Frank Gore, San Francisco 49ers, the running back. I'm talking to...
Talking sports?
All right, go ahead. This is Frank Gore, San Francisco 49ers, running back. I'm talking to sports with Randy Harris.
This could very well be the stupidest person on the face of the earth.
Everybody get up.
What's your problem? I could. My attorney gave me permission to say that we once hired Brad Culpepper. And then...
Well, we.
We. Sean and I.
It was a Top Gun reference. Did you know that they're making a Top Gun 2?
Yeah, they are.
Filming yes. Next year.
Let's just say we hired said trial attorney and hired a different attorney to finish the case.
That is a true statement.
And it's a true statement, so I'm allowed to say it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was going to be rooting against Brad Culpepper.
Mm-hmm.
I know Brad Culpepper. Mm-hmm. And you, my friend, are no Brad Culpepper.
I'm okay with that.
But he was okay this season until the last 2 weeks. And that's what cost him as much as making the bad decision. Because if he wouldn't have treated that one guy that way, you know, and been a bully and been all that stuff, I think he gets maybe two more votes. He would have definitely gotten his vote.
Yeah.
And that's what cost him. So him and I believe Monica took second, was a runner-up too. So,
I don't know.
So second place is first loser.
Runner-up in 100,000. Is that what it is?
Yeah, but again, wasn't about the money.
No, but I'm saying you still get something for second. So
not what he wanted. No. He wanted the title. Yeah. He wanted, knowing Brad, what was more important to him was having the victory that Monica couldn't get.
Yeah.
So, and then I'd heard rumors for a long time that Brad and Warren Sapp were going to do the Amazing Race.
Wow.
I want to see
Sapp's not going anywhere fast.
But I want to see him bungee jump off of some big tall bridge.
No, because Brad would have to do it for weight reasons.
Yeah. That rope is snapping. Speaking of Buccaneers, but trying to do something that's actually relevant.
Kicking?
We had the rule changes that happened earlier this week, and we did discuss them a little bit on Wednesday, but I would like to expand on some stuff and hear what Sean has to say regarding...
Yeah, we don't really care what he
has like, the overtime going from 15 minutes to no more than 10.
Give me your opinion. Thoughts?
What are your thoughts on that?
I'd rather have the college football playoff. You're going to get the winner. No ties. Play it out. 25-yard line.
And go.
And just keep going back and forth.
Yeah.
I like that at least now you get the ball. I mean, I don't even think it should be if you go down and score.
But that's what it is.
But it shouldn't be.
I'd rather have the – and that's the – you get it at the 25.
I do like the 10-minute over the 15-minute. And Coach,
why?
Coach Kata from Welcome Back, Cotter, said why.
Why is that?
Because now – the first 6 minutes, the first 8 minutes is not going to be the boring beginning of the game. mm-hmm. where you're playing for field starting position. Over. And, you know, you can't play for field position anymore. Now you got to either go for it.
You know who didn't play for field position?
The Atlanta Falcons?
The Patriots, because they went down the field and scored.
Okay.
Go down the field and score.
Okay.
The time shouldn't matter. You put the ball in your quarterback's hand because that's what they're paid for, and go win the game.
The difference, my knucklehead friend, is
not everybody's Tom Brady.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's a shame.
Yeah, but and what's going to happen when he retires?
Don't kid yourself. Somebody else that's 2 years old right now is going to be the next Tom Brady.
Yeah, we have a
His
while.
Name's LeAngelo Ball.
We have.
No, I think Mama Ball is going to come out, and she's going to be the next superstar.
Is she?
I think
she's actually going to start the women's division of Big Baller Brands.
Uh-huh.
So I'm okay with the 10-minute thing. I'm okay to a certain extent on the new celebration. You know, I'm the guy that doesn't like the bat flip. I'm the guy that doesn't like the fist pump.
We have to go to the phone lines. Larry, how are you, sir?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing amazing. What's new with you?
It's been a while. I know I'm calling because my Celtics went down last night on Children. They were thinking about me a little bit at least. But,
I thought you were calling because of the rumor that LeBron is going to go to Boston next year and help you guys out.
You know, I'm looking at the Celtics being going to have the number one overall pick. But there's some good guys out there. But there's no names out there like a LeBron James or Patrick Ewing or Duncan, those type of guys that you say that could change change the whole team around. If you get this guy winning the lottery today, seems a little different than winning in a few years ago. I don't know if they're ever going to be a player like that. They're about to say, hey, we want Patrick Ewing. People wanted them. The Knicks won the lottery. You knew who they were going to pick. Right now, we don't know who the Celtics are going to pick.
Well, you know the Celtics are picking one of two guys if they don't trade it. I think it's obvious they can't go with Ball. You know, he's refusing to come to work out for him. Of course, if it was me, I would be that jack butt, and I would draft him just to mess with everybody. But you have to do what's best, obviously, for your team. And a lot of reports are the kid, what was it, from Washington, is
right
better than
here.
Yeah, he's better than Ball.
Right, that's what he's saying. But I guess the name is there, the name. You can't think of the guy's name, can you?
No.
I think Fultz.
No.
Yeah.
And you know, it's funny, you know, that you said that, and I'm sure that's not what you were getting at, but if the one guy, what's the guy's name in Washington? Put him on.
I believe it's Markelle
Fultz.
Okay. So
on the 6-16 team.
He's allegedly better than Ball, but we know Ball's name and not him. So Celtic fan. Larry, who would you like the Celtics to take?
You know what? Not on who you're going to draft. It depends on who you can bring as well. Someone mentioned the guy at Duke, the 6'7", 6'8", guy, Tatum. If I was Danny Ainge, I would find out who I'm going to get from the free agency first. But you can't do that. The draft is first, right? The draft come first. So you got to draft before you can go with the free agency. And I'm sure he's thinking about the guy at Utah that played with Brad Stevens while he was coaching in college. If you can get him, then get the point guard. I would go with the guy from Washington. They say he's the best, better player. I would go with him.
Gordon
Hayward. I make sure I add somebody else with it. Just can't. You have to get a point guard, and that's all you're going to do. You some guys on the team you're going to have to let go. You're going to have to trade them. We have a lot of young guys on the team right now, and it's good. But the way NBA is right now, you can't have 17 good guys on your team because only 12 can dress out.
You only need LeBron and two others.
Hands down, first pick, Boston. I know who they should take.
Who's that?
You take Ball.
Just to prove a point.
Not to prove a point. Lakers, you want him. What are you going to give me for him?
No.
And you get another first-round pick.
You think the Lakers care?
Absolutely.
You think the Lakers care about Ball over the other guy?
They do.
You know, I don't think they do.
I think they do. I think they think that he's a better player.
Right.
And he fits the L.A. lifestyle, too. And then you can only have certain people who can perform under those lights. Look at New York. When people go and play at Madison Square.
But Ball can't perform under it. He didn't in the NCAA.
He had too many white guys on the team.
Right.
Which is the dad said that.
Hey, Randy, 2 years from now, it will determine if Danny Ainge going to get fired or not on this year. If he drafts the wrong guy, another guy is a superstar, and you had a chance to get him, I think it going 2 years from now, it's going to tell you if he's still going to be with Boston or not.
Well, they have a number one pick next year, too.
Yeah, they do have it. Yeah.
Right. So it's probably 3 to 4. Right. Is what
you know, the, 2 years from now. Yeah, he got to get it right 1 year. And I'm hoping that this year is the right year that the Celtics, I know as long as LeBron is playing, even when Michael was playing, it won 3 years in a row and 3 years in a row twice. So we'll see what happens.
I love your ringtone, Larry. Thanks.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it. Can we get in trouble for playing that ringtone? Well, we didn't play it.
We didn't play it. No.
So we're all good. No. I think Boston does get it right. I would take Ball.
Yeah.
Just to shove it.
Yep.
Take this job and then trade him to Utah.
But they said that he's willing to work out for Philly. Which has the 3 pick.
So what's he saying? He doesn't want to go to Boston?
He's not working out for Boston. He declined the workout. Ainge reached out, and the family politely declined. He'll work out for L.A., and he'll work out for Philly.
Yeah, but if he gets drafted by the Celtics, he won't have a choice. Somebody going to give up a lot to make that trade. We're in the driver's seat right now, and I don't like the Lakers. So if they're going to make the Lakers upset, then go ahead and do it. But then you're not thinking about your own team. So Danny Ainge got a lot of decisions to make. Do we want to make the Lakers upset if that's the case, or do you want to make the right decision for the Celtics?
He definitely needs to make the right decision. Again, Larry, thanks for the call. I know we're out of time. Pick up your Twitter machine and hit us up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At KOAG, Sean K Radio.
Big stuff next week.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
UDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.
Probing Russia, Trump at the G7. I'm Ann Cates. The president's son-in-law and top advisor Jared Kushner will cooperate with the FBI investigation into Russian meddling in the election and any Trump campaign ties to Moscow. Correspondent Joe Johns.
It's not clear if the FBI plans to talk to Kushner, but investigators believe he would be able to help provide information to assist the probe.